Hare Krishna. On the occasion of Jagadhatri Puja, let us understand this worship from the Vaishnava perspective. In the Vedic literature, there is multi-level form of worship available. That means the Vedic literature recognizes that not everyone can practice pure devotional service, which is the conclusion of the Vedic literature. Savai Pumsam Paro Dharma Ito Bhakti Dhokshi. The Bhagavatam says in 1.2.6 that Paro Dharma is the supreme religion, is that which enables us to practice pure devotional service to this transcendental supreme Lord. So the Bhagavad Gita also recommends this in its conclusion, Sarva Dharman Pratyajamam Ekam Sharanam Braja. But along with that, the Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavatam, and the Vedic literature also recognize that not everybody can practice this level of pure devotional service. So for those who are not at that level, there are various other forms of worship that are recommended. So for example, the Matsya Purana, it is mentioned that those who are in goodness can worship Vishnu, those who are in passion can worship Brahma, those who are in ignorance can worship Shiva. So this is a broad general characterization. We see that in the popular culture and popular literature, there are various devatas that are worshipped. So Ganesh is also worshipped. Sometimes Surya is worshipped. Not so much, but Surya is also worshipped nowadays. And Hanuman is worshipped. So there are various devatas that are worshipped. And the idea is that some form of connection with a higher being is recommended for the gradual progress of the living entity. So rather than living a life of atheistic materialism, if a person can recognize that there is some higher authority whom I need to appease, by satisfying whom I will get my needs fulfilled. So at least that recognition of a higher authority is a step forward in one's spiritual life. So the multi-level spirituality that is recommended in the Vedic literature means that what is good for a person at one level may not necessarily be good for another person who is at a different level. So consider, for example, there are two people, say two students or two sons of a same father, and one of them is brilliant and always gets 80% marks, very good marks. The other is mediocre and barely scrapes through and gets 40% marks. Now today the results have come for both of them, and both of them come to the father and they say, "Father, both of them have got 60% marks." The 40% marks person comes and says, "I've got 60%. Father says, "Very good, shabash," pats the back in appreciation. And the second child says, "Father, I've got 60%. Father slaps the back in annoyance. He says, "What happened to you, Padmash?" So now we may say that the second son may say, "Me and I got the same marks. Why are you appreciating him and condemning me?" He says, "Yes, you got the same marks, but it is not that both of you are at the same level. To go from 40% to 60% is progress. To come from 80% to 60% is a regress." So, similarly, to go from atheistic materialism to the worship of the devatas, that is progress. It is moving from 40% to 60%. But to come down from pure devotional service to demigod worship, that is a regress. That is like coming down from 80% to 60%. So Krishna himself says that Vedaishya sir, that Vedanta krit Veda Videva Chaham. Krishna says, "I have given the Vedic literature, and in those Vedic literature itself, the demigod worship is mentioned." But then Krishna himself says that those who worship the devatas, antavattu phalam tesham tad bhavati alpamedasam. He says that in 7.23 in the Bhagavad Gita, that those who worship the devatas are less intelligent. Why? Because they are going to get the temporary through that worship, whereas if they direct the worship properly, they can attain the eternal. So the focus when we are practicing devotional service amidst a culture where people are at different levels of consciousness, we need to recognize that everybody according to their level needs to be encouraged. So we don't have to disrespect any festivals that are concerned with certain devatas. So in the Vaishnava calendar, there are certain festivals which are told that, okay, this is a festival, but the Vaishnavas don't celebrate it. So then if Vaishnavas don't celebrate it as mentioned, then why should the festival itself be mentioned in the Vaishnava calendar? Because the point is that the Vaishnavas are not exclusivist. We recognize that this is a festival. It is involving worship of a devata or a devi, And we acknowledge that it is suitable for certain people to rise from their level to a higher level. So rather than denigrating or minimizing or rejecting such festivals, what we do is, those who are practicing a godless materialism, if they can be elevated one level higher from 40% to 60%, from godless materialism to acknowledgement of some higher authority, that is a progress for them. So we don't have to participate in this festival. At the same time, we don't have to disrespect it. We can contemplate at the time of such festivals on the accommodating and merciful nature of the Lord, by which He makes multiple arrangements for the progressive elevation of people. And we can meditate also on our fortune, that whereas we could have got lost either in atheistic materialism, or we could have got lost amidst the multiplicity of paths and multiplicity of devatas which people get caught up in worshipping, we have been fortunate enough to get connected with the supreme path of pure devotional service, by which we can swiftly and smoothly return back to Krishna. So in this way, whatever may happen in a devotee's life, and whatever happens in the secular world, or even in the outside religious world, a devotee can see that from a Krishna conscious perspective and encourage others, as well as seek encouragement from oneself through a proper spiritual perspective of things. Thank you. Hare Krishna.